We are live from the Potato Festival here in Clonmelon in County West Meath, and we're joined in the studio in the men's shed by Alan James. Alan is the chairman of the men's shed, and you're very welcome along, Alan.
Good evening, Steve. How are you doing? I should say good evening and good afternoon.
You can even say good morning. As I just said, like, we are live from the men's shed. There's still people setting up out there. The rain seems to have eased off for the moment. But just to mention, like, you actually have your instrumental, and you have some, a little piece of technology. And I'm just wondering, can you tell us about that technology that is deployed outside, that is, I know it's connected to Wilhelm Reich. I'm just wondering, tell us what that's doing for the, hopefully what it's going to do for the weather here today.
Well, we are experimenting at the moment. Wilhelm Reich was a chap in the 50s who found out a way to manipulate the weather using various technologies. And the farmers in America actually hired Wilhelm Reich to actually bring the rain for the, because they had droughts in the 50s. The farmers had droughts with their land, so they hired Wilhelm Reich to actually cause the weather to rain, and he was very successful with it. So we have, inherited a device from a chap who makes these devices in the UK, and basically what we're doing is we're going to give it a try. Now I did a test with it on the Kells Road Race a couple of months ago, and it was kind of successful, so we're going to give it a go today. And we have a set up outside, and we're going to try and change the weather from cloudy to sunny, or at least get a blue sky. And best case scenario, if you can't get a blue sky, what we'll do is we'll just try and get it to stop raining so we can get people down here in Clonmelon.
Yeah, and it sounds great. And as you said, you have had success with the device before, and it is based on time-tested. It's kind of old technology, so we know it does actually work. So we are kind of hoping that it does give us the weather that we require here today for the Potato Festival. And just in relation to the men's shed, how long has the men's shed been in existence in the village?
Oh, I think the men's shed's been gone about 4 years now. I think as I look around and looking at the members here in the shed, about 4 years now the shed has been running. And successfully, I'll have to say, we've been very successful, and things have been going great in the shed. So we can't complain.
And have you room for new members?
Oh, always. Always good to have the members come down, because, some members, they don't have sheds of their own, or they don't have garages of their own. So it's great to come down and do projects, their own projects or commission projects, or even just come down for a cup of tea and a chat.
So there's no pressure for anyone to come in with any particular set of skills. It's all men from all walks of life.
Exactly. If you just want to come in and have a cup of tea and have a sit down, that's all you need to do. You don't have to get involved in any projects. But it's good to get involved and to learn about woodwork and different skills that are, because the men in the shed have all different skills, so you can learn from them.
And we actually notice when we look around in the shed, there are many pictures up of the projects, some of the recent projects that you have completed over the years. And I have to say, it looks like a lot of them are completed to very high standards. So there's obviously a lot of various different skills in the shed that is obviously getting passed around.
Well, we'll invite anybody to come down. If people want to see the work that we've done, you know, when we do some work, especially when it's commissioned work, it gets passed on to the individual. So what we do is we take a photo before we pass it on, and we put it on our photo gallery on the wall in the shed, so people can see the kind of work that we've been doing. So if anybody wants to come down and have a look at the gallery, they're more than welcome. We'll have an annual AGM every year. I think it's going to be on January this year. And if you want to come down to the annual AGM as well and sit in and listen to what we have to say and have a look at the gallery, that'd be great.
And I'm guessing you're also on Facebook.
On Facebook, if you go over to Facebook and type in Clonmelon Men's Shed, you'll find us there. And we post up the things that we do up there as well.
Okay, Alan, we're going to just throw in another little piece of music here, and we should be back after this. This is a little song here from Christy Moore.